Hello, spooky friends.
Hi, everybody.
It is Karina and Irma with another episode of another spooky podcast. Okay, guys. So guess what?
What?
Well, they can't say what. So
so I say it.
It is our 30th episode. I know. So crazy. Can you hear my dog in the background?
Not really.
Okay, so if you guys haven't heard the latest episode that it came out like a few days ago because your girl was a little late. I got a new puppy, so if you guys hear some puppy background noises, just know it's mine and she didn't sleep last night. Yeah, it's so hard to get her back into like a really steady schedule. Mm-hmm. And so if she lacks sleep, I lack sleep, and right now we're all lacking sleep, but it's okay because makeup does the trick.
Caffeine, shout out to
Kevin. And a little bit of insomnia and all that. Oh, I like your cup, bro. You look just like Snow White. Oh my god,
thanks. Yeah. Karina,
you can be Snow White for Halloween and I should be
like a dead Snow White though. Something scary.
Okay guys, so for this episode it is very exciting. Please do not mind my room, it's super messy. So yeah, things are about to change for the next upcoming month. Just know that. So We're going to try something new. I know you guys are probably like annoyed as fuck because we keep saying that we're going to be on YouTube. We're going to be on YouTube for sure this time. I got a new computer and I got some new programs. Woo! So I'm so excited to start playing with it today. And yeah, so hello YouTube for reals this time. Anyway, so yeah, it's just a lot of money right now. So your girl is working hard for society. So for this episode we're gonna be asking each other's questions because we couldn't find our questions from a long ass time ago.
Karina lost the questions.
Okay, honestly, because I feel like every episode we're like, oh my god, we're gonna get it together, guys. I honestly went on a fucking break. I'm gonna come out with a statement, like a Michelle Obama statement, and be like, guys, I'm so sorry, I went on a break. A long ass break.
Oh no.
It was like a 6 month break, honestly.
I kind of love that for you.
Yeah, so there's gonna be like a whole explanation or whatever, not that like you guys want to know, but I'm pretty sure a lot of people want to know because I would want to know if someone went on vacation. Right, well, not a vacation, but like on a break. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so we got these questions a long time ago. And Irma never really got the chance to answer these questions that I just did. So we're going to go back and see if things have changed. Mm-hmm. And answer them.
These questions are from you.
Yeah. These questions were asked. Yeah, they were asked a long time ago, like around, I think, April or March. It's been a while now, guys. And we see these questions. And they're pretty damn good questions. So we always wanted to do a Q&A with you guys. And we just figured our 30th episode, we're just going to go and do it. So, yeah.
It's the perfect episode to do it, I think.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone, to our listeners for listening. We really deeply appreciate it. Everyone who is still listening, even though, like, literally we've been on a break, well, I have. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like we haven't really been posting a lot or whatever. But yeah, anyways, thank you so much for those who are still keeping up with us and our very sloppy schedule of releasing the episode. And that's on me, guys. Honestly, that's on me. So, and like, me no too. Excuse over there. No excuses. But yeah, and we have some really cool stuff coming up. So hopefully you guys are still enjoying this podcast and we're going to be answering some of your questions that you guys asked a while back. So let's see.
I'm excited because I don't even know what the questions are.
Yeah, I know, dude. Like I said, like I was the only one who answered these questions a while back. And I think Irma was out on vacay. So, yeah. So you're out on vacay for like a couple of weeks. So I was the only one doing these things, but it's okay because now we're here together. So let's start it off with Irma.
Okay. That's me.
Let's see. Do you like ranch?
I love ranch. I don't like it.
I love ranch. I love ranch. I'm a ranch gal for sure. I like a Thousand Islands too, but I just ketchup and ranch, they're my favorite. And mixing it together is a great combo.
Yes, hell yeah. I love ranch though. I could drink it.
Yeah. I dig it. I like it.
I dig it a lot.
So what is your favorite food of all time?
Oh, that's hard. I like a lot of food, but I think I would say Korean barbecue. I really like Korean barbecue.
Just a little bit about us. I know that we kind of talked about our backgrounds for the first episode of Another Spooky Podcast, and this was way back in October. So it's about to be a year, and it's so crazy because Irma and I were literally talking about it last time that it's about to be a year since we had podcast. And yeah. It's so crazy.
It's crazy. It went by so fast.
It was during the pandemic. We were bored. And and yeah, we're going to probably go into details about that, how that kind of came about. But my name is Karina Reyes. I am currently 24 years old. I'm on the more the viejita side of age. Dude, okay, I have a little story, but I'll get to that later.
I'm offended.
About my age. No, dude. Oh my God. Okay, you know what? I might just say it right now. I recently went out with a couple of my friends, and I ended up meeting some new people. So we were talking or whatever, and this girl, she's so cute. Oh, she's so cute. But she came up to me. She was like, oh, I hope, you know, you don't mind me asking, like, how old are you? And I didn't really hear her because there's like a lot of background noise. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, like, I'm sorry, I didn't really hear you. Can you repeat the question again? And she was like, oh, I hope you don't mind me asking, like, how old are you? And she started getting really shy because maybe she thought that I was like, are you really asking me this? You know?
Yeah.
But no, honestly, I just couldn't hear. And then I was like, oh, and I was like, kind of, oh my God, like, how old am I? Because it's been a cool minute since someone asked me how old am I. And I was like, oh, I'm 24. And she's like, oh, okay. She was like, yeah, you're not that older than me.
Dang, she's calling you
never, out. Dude, never in my life did I ever feel so insecure about my age. Never.
And you're young. That's
and I'm still right. I'm so, but I know she didn't mean it like that. It was I just found it super funny. Cause like my reaction, I was like, she's like, oh, I'm about to be 22. And I was she's young, young.
She's a baby.
And I was like, oh, you're so young. And then, you know, me like being a little mom instance, whatever kicked in. And I was like, you're so cute.
Aww.
My other friend came behind me. She was like, but you don't act like you're 24.
Yeah.
And I was like, excuse me, who asked me?
No one's talking to you, bro.
She's like, and business. You don't look 24. And I was like, you know what? Thank you. Thank you. But right now, I don't believe anyone.
You're like, I'm done with this.
And like, I'm probably going to go cry. No, but it was so funny. And then, I'm in that weird, awkward age, I think, because I meet a lot of people who are either younger or like older, and I hardly meet anyone like actually my age. And I don't know if this happens to you guys, but it's really hard to find people your own age. I went to another trip recently and I met new people as well, and they're all like 28, 27, like around that age group, and I was like the youngest one there. Or I'm either the oldest, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So it's just one of those awkward age. But anyway, so yeah, I'm 24. It was a little story. I am from Southern California. I, in particular, not Los Angeles, not LA, because I'm not from LA. I'm from LA County.
Good specification.
Let me specify that because I don't want someone dragging me and be like, bitch, you ain't from LA.
Bro, low-key, I've gotten that.
And I was like, yeah, I'm not from LA. I'm from LA County, and yeah, I grew up here all my life, pretty much born and raised in Southern California, and that's how I met Irma. Irma, can you introduce yourself?
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Irma Cornejo. I am, how old am I? 25. I'm going to be 26 soon. So in like a month or so, which is really exciting. Excited for me. So the Leo queen or whatever. An awkward Leo queen, but whatever. Yeah, I'm 25 going on 26. I also grew up in LA County. We went to school, we went to high school together, that's how we met. And yeah, I ended up going to school up north, Northern California, shout out to Chico State, and I currently reside in Northern California, not in Chico, but Northern California.
You will never find us.
Don't fuck me.
You will never find us. I am still living here, down here in Southern California. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to move. I'm planning on moving. But
with me. Sure. No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe you see me there, like another spooky podcast moves to Northern California. That'll be the dream. But right now, I am still currently in school. I am still a student. I am graduating next year. So yay, very exciting about that. Ooh. Actually, I'm about to start my classes in 2 days. So
are
I'm
you really? Getting a little...
Yeah, I'm going to take summer classes. So that's why I've been like really enjoying my time right now. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of stuff that I've always kind of wanted to do, you know, and now it's like, all right, time for me to like go back into hibernation mode and focus on my classes. But yes, Irma and I met through high school. We met, I think she was a junior, I was a sophomore. We met in you're a senior and I was a sophomore. Yeah. We met in like Spanish class, and if you guys go back to our first episode, we kind of talk about it a little bit more
details,
but basically we met there. We had like a really strict teacher, mm-hmm. and we bonded over the fact that we would talk shit, and we sat next to each other.
And we were emo kids.
Yeah, we were emo kids, so like, you can just imagine, like, Irma dressed in all black, and little Kratos, we dressed in all black, and,
oh my God.
Yeah, anyways, and we used to listen, we still listen to the same bands, and we bonded through music, and a lot of, like, rock stuff, because, you know, yeah, it was just bound to happen that we were gonna have something spooky.
Yeah.
And, like, Thriller and everything, because we were so into stuff like that back then. We sat next to each other for a long time, and we get in trouble because I in particular would get into trouble. Emma wouldn't, because
I would. She has
such a nice, like, sweet her personality. So like teachers would like gloss over the fact that homegirl would be talking. But since I came off as very loud, thing is, I would always get in trouble. So was that fair? No. That was absolutely not fair, but it's okay because I took one for the team. Anyways, so like I would always get in trouble, and then Irma would get in trouble because I would get in trouble.
Yeah, because we would but be it was talking and laughing.
Yeah, we would be talking, and I would sit right in front of her, or like in back of you. I forgot.
Behind me.
Yeah.
Because I sat and in the front with our friend.
Yeah. And then she would turn around and talk to me, or like I'll, you know, talk to her or whatever. And even, okay, I remember in that class, we'll get a new seating chart every like 2 weeks or some shit, or every month. Mm-hmm. And even if we were across the room, we'll still find a way to talk to each other.
We'd be cracking up.
I got detention because I don't talk to Irma so much. So yeah, it was good times. We met through there, and then later we found out that we lived really close to each other, like a block away. Mm-hmm. So
and that our moms were friends.
Yeah, our moms were friends. Yeah, her neighbors were like longtime friends with my family as well. It was just meant to be, I guess. It was it was awesome, and there was not a lot of people that live on my side of town.
Mm-hmm.
I was always be the only one like walking home or whatever. And but I mean, Irma had her cool friends because she was a senior. And she would like hit me or whatever. Not that I remember anything, you know. Not that I'm like so hurt of her
because you're a baby or whatever.
I thought it was so cool because I had like senior friends.
Me, I'm the only one.
Shut up. I had more. Okay, maybe name I didn't. Still. Okay, well, my best friend was a senior, so it doesn't matter. Whatever.
It's okay, you had more friends than me.
It was an awesome time. We basically kind of like grew up after that. She went through college. She would visit me all the time. I visited her not a couple of times, like once, I think. It was a good time. She would always come and visit. We'll hang out. Like I said, we always had that really great friendship. And so we kept in touch ever since then, always like just checking up on each other, seeing how we're doing or whatever. So she definitely has seen me gone through all of my stages, still go currently.
And you saw me go through all of it too.
Yeah. And like we were literally talking about like our, I guess, quote unquote glow up since like we were little, like kids or whatever. And yeah, I think Irma's going back to her little roots of emo girl. And I love that shit, dude. Tell me why. I just bought some new Doc Martens too. So I'm just like,
girl, why didn't you show me?
I was going to send it to you today because okay, I bought it like spontaneously.
I want to see it.
Well, 2 days ago. So I was like, oh my gosh, like she's over here going back to her roots. I feel like going back to my roots.
We love to see that. Girl, honestly, if like Doc Martin representatives are listening to this, please sponsor.
I'm like obsessed, guys.
I spend too much money.
Even though my feet be like killing me in those boots, like it's worth it.
The pain. I hear this helps.
It helps.
Please sponsor us.
Yes, dude. It's but yeah, we're definitely still, you know, friends since then. If anything, I feel like we've, you know, having this podcast has really given us an opportunity to even grow closer as like friends and like podcasting or whatever together. It was a really awesome idea. So yeah, I feel like this is a little bit of a background story about how we met and how we came to be. Yeah, just for reference, what is it? Yes, zodiac signs, because I know you guys are probably interested in that. I am an Aries and homegirl is a Leo, so we are bound to be very compatible.
Not that so, we needed the confirmation, but it's nice to
please don't ever ever question our friendship. So scary or disturbing movie that lives rent free in your mind.
Hereditary.
Talking about another.
I love that movie though, like it's really good, it's really fucked up. You should watch it.
I think that movie that lives rent free in my head, okay, it has to be Scary Movie 3. I know you guys are probably like, what the fuck, bitch, but honestly that shit was scary. Fuck y'all, I don't care what you guys think, that
where
shit
the
was
girl
scary.
Like throws up.
Yeah, dude, no, everything was scary about that movie, everything. So yeah, I'm not gonna tolerate any criticism because that shit was scary. And when I saw it, I was like really small. Also The Ring, I was recently having a conversation with one of my friends and we're talking about scary movies, and he mentioned the fact that he's always been scared of The Ring, and I was like,
dude, same.
That movie was so scary. Yeah, but no, dude, I know the original one's from Japan, one or whatever, that one's pretty scary. That shit scared the fuck out of me. I was traumatized. The Ring,
I don't think I've seen The Ring since I was a kid, because I've been scared of it.
I saw it freshman year in my avid class.
They played it?
No, I put it on my phone. But you know what? I figured since like I was like around a lot of people, it was one of those times where like you had a substitute and you know you don't do shit in that class. So I put on The Ring and we were watching it with like let's see. Was it like trying to balance life with having a podcast?
Well, obviously we're doing so good because we're professionals, obviously. Or whatever. We post every single day.
Yeah,
it's hard. I mean, like personally for me, I can't speak for Karina, but like for me, I work a lot and I do a lot of overtime and I'm tired after work, so it is kind of hard. And then you have your social life as well, but I enjoy doing this, you know. Sometimes I just need a break.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally relate to that. I feel like, at least for me, it is extremely hard. When we first started this podcast, we didn't really know much about it, and I kind of explained that last time we did a Q&A. Not unexpected, because we did kind of plan it out, but it was such a fast process that we didn't really kind of look into it a little bit more in detail. But it was
Absolutely.
definitely a trial and error thing, and it ended up taking more time than we thought it would. Now that happened. Also, life happens, and you get hit with some couple of stuff in life, and sometimes it's really hard to kind of juggle everything, and your plate gets a little fuller and it gets a little heavy.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's so much that you can really emphasize and put a lot of effort in, right? So that's kind of what happened to me, guys. I know that at the beginning we were really on top of it, and honestly, it was very beneficial for us because we did see a lot of progress, and we ended up getting a lot of listeners and a lot of people that stuck around, which again, we really appreciate that.
We're so grateful for you
Yeah,
guys.
really grateful, and thank you for sticking with us since then. And even if some of you guys, probably fell off with us or whatever, that's totally fine. We understand.
Come
Like I
back.
said, yeah, come back.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, you guys are always welcome to come back and listen to us. I know our schedule has been a little bit rocky and sloppy, and honestly, like I said, I take accountability for that because it is my job to upload. Like I said, I did go on a break. I'm not gonna lie, I went on a break. I went on a probably like a few months where I had to really just distance myself from a lot of things. Sorry, my voice. I had to distance myself for a little bit, get it together, personally, and when you kind of go through it, you kind of just focus more on yourself, and I don't regret it. I know that I ended up kind of just stepping back, and I had a conversation with Irma a few months back, and I told her, hey, I just need some time for myself. So it was for a while that Irma was just handling things here for another spooky podcast. So I was in charge of the social media and a lot of these things, and it was really, I don't know, it was kind of, it was very difficult for at least for me, because it's like an image that you have to uphold when you're kind of like in the public eye. And I'm not saying that we're like extremely famous, but we do have listeners from other, other countries and things like that. It was, I know I never really came out saying that, like, hey guys, I'm on a break or anything like that. I was thinking that maybe I should have done that, and maybe people would have been like, okay, now we understand why they're a little bit MIA. But at the time, again, I was just so overwhelmed with a lot of things in my life.
That's a
So yeah,
lot.
Irma was, and I'm so thankful. Thank you, Irma, so much. She did the best to her ability to hold down the fort for another spooky podcast when I was, I needed a little break. And like I said, it was like an image that we had to uphold. And I know, at the time, we were saying a lot of things like, hey, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. And obviously we were planning these things. These things are still in action. It's still in the work of progress. It actually take a lot of effort. Period. So that was a little update on what's been going on with us. And that's like an actual honest update.
On it, yeah.
Not our, hey guys, yeah, we're just been like
Trying to get our
slacking.
shit together.
That's kind of the reason why we've been on a little break, or like MIA. And another spooky podcast is skyrocketing. I am manifesting it right now.
Top of the charts.
Exactly. Top of the charts. Best podcast ever. So yeah, so definitely multitasking life and a podcast comes with its hurdles, but it's okay because I feel like we overcome these things. We're still fucking
episode.
here. Yeah, so that kind of leads into our next question. Are you a coffee or a tea
Girl,
person?
don't even don't.
We had arguments about this,
Obviously,
guys,
tea.
before.
No. I'm obviously a coffee person. This girl goes to Starbucks and gets a tea. I'm just kidding. My anxiety thrives with
Some people are just like,
the
oh my God, some people drink black coffee in the morning. Yeah, that's not possible for me. I'm so sorry,
No.
guys. I do your basic a chai tea. Okay, this is what I get in Starbucks. A chai tea iced latte with soy milk and vanilla cold foam on top.
Oh, that sounds good. Oh, yeah, that is what you get. So yeah. What I get two types of or three types of drinks.
Okay.
Either a blonde vanilla latte with soy milk or almond milk, iced, an iced caramel macchiato with almond milk, or lately I've been getting an iced coffee black, and then I come home and I froth my own milk.
Wow.
I just add it on top. Because I don't like the way that they make the iced coffee.
Mm,
you know, okay. Like, I like their iced coffee, but I don't like the way that they add, like, all this crap to it. So I just mm-hmm. drink myself at home.
Oh,
and then I add caramel because I got all that. But I think for me, like, I like drinking coffee and I'm used to drinking coffee because even growing mm-hmm. up, I always had coffee. Like, my parents always had a coffee in the morning and that's how mm-hmm. I grew up, you know. So I'm so used to it. Like, to the point where, like, if I don't have coffee, I'm going to be a bitch. I'm, like, a little Coke addict. Like,
I can see that. Coffee. Crackhead energy, dude. I cannot do any of that macchiatos, double espressos, iced coffee lattes with
bro, you're coming for
two
me.
Shots
literally...
of crack in there. I cannot do that, dude.
You're literally saying all my drinks. Like, why are you coming for me like that?
I cannot do that, dude. I'll die. I think just bury me at that point because I'll die. Okay,
bury me in my Doc Martin boots.
Exactly. With like Paramore in the background, bro.
As I'm going down.
Misery Business playing in the background, bro. Shit. Okay, so next question. What's your favorite case y'all have covered?
Ooh, that's hot. Case, can it be like a true crime? I mean, a paranormal.
Yeah, it can thing. Be like anything that we've covered.
Anyways, so I think for me, my favorite episode so far is the Duendes case or the Australian case that I covered, the girl that like she had been kidnapped, but she was like in hiding with her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, that one's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, paranormal wise, I really enjoyed the Duendes episode. I think that one somebody requested us to talk mm-hmm. about it. I really like that one. I like the shout out Mexican Brujas. I like those two. Ooh, those were like pretty cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool. And then for like crime cases, I think the one we talked about in Brazil where I forgot her name. Okay, but if you guys go back, it was mm-hmm. like our 16th episode or some shit like that. We talk about some girl who kills her family.
Dude, oh, the yeah. Bruja one was really good.
The Bruja one was good. I think we got a lot of listeners from there. It was a good episode. It was a good episode.
I was scared.
I liked it. Yep. So why did you decide to start another spooky podcast? I think we can answer that one.
Karina kind of talked about it, but I think like the biggest thing was we're both really into paranormal, true crime kind of stuff. And honestly, I had nothing going on in my life, so I just needed to add a little bit of stress in there, sprinkle some stress in there. So I was like, why not start it? No, I'm just kidding. No, I listen to a lot of podcasts and I've been wanting to start it for a while. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, I don't want to do it by myself because I don't think that I could talk by myself and be interesting. So I needed someone to bring in some laughter and some jokes because I'm not funny. Remember, Karina, you think I forgot last week's episode? But all I bring to the table is information.
God, bro.
I was being sarcastic. Some jokes.
I was being sarcastic. Why?
I'm still hurt.
Why? No, it's a great blend of entertainment when it comes to Emma. I'm not gonna lie. Not that I'm trying to brag or anything, you know, but I do feel like we have a good chemistry about jokes and stuff. It is so funny because like whenever we joke around, it's like I say a joke or she says a joke and then we just add to the joke and it's like 20 minute of non-stop laughter between us. But it's a good time.
Yeah, I swear no one thinks that we're funny except for each other. And I think that's what like that's the charm of it, you know. Like we're just joking.
I think we're funny.
I think so too. honestly.
I think we're funny. Yeah. Yes. So, like our mom said, it was definitely we both were very avid podcast listeners, and we have some really awesome podcasts that we listen to. So we're going to go ahead and actually name them on our Instagram. So if you follow us on Instagram, it is Another Spooky Podcast, and you guys are able to interact with us a little bit more, and we're able to interact with you guys as well. But yeah, we started this podcast out of the blue. I had bought a camera because I've been trying to do like YouTube for a very long time.
Yeah,
and that was initially like my first goal, was like, okay, I'm gonna start YouTube, whatever, and I really wanted to start a podcast, but then again I was like, I don't know how to do any of that. I love technology, but I again didn't know where to start, right? And then Irma hit me up and she was like, hey, do you want to start a podcast? I've been thinking about it. And I was like, yeah, that'll be cool. Initially, if I had to be quite honest, and it's still something that I still want to do, it was just like a mixture of like what the fuck we wanted to talk about on the podcast. Like, obviously we wanted to start a podcast. Yeah. Now what do we talk about? And at the time Irma was like, I really want to do a crime and like kind of like a thriller paranormal type of podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's cool, like I'm totally down. And at the same time, I really wanted to start like a not like a lifestyle, but like an overall random type of podcast where you just talk about anything.
Okay, friends, this is a new location. I had to move locations because my boyfriend is in a work meeting.
It's all good. It's
okay. You can leave the location. I don't care. The video.
Okay. Let's see another one. Oh, what's your favorite saga TV show at the moment, or TV show at the moment?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I personally just finished Mariposa del Barrio, which is the novela with Jenny Rivera.
Talia? Oh, I said Talia. Why did I say Talia?
Girl. Don't disrespect my girl Jenny like that. She's a comadre. So I started watching that novela because, you know, I was like, oh, it's like I'm gonna watch it, you know, whatever. I knew who Jenny Rivera was, obviously. I just did never listen to her music. I never like really got to know her as a person. Dude, that novela is so good. It's on Netflix. It's a lot of episodes, but it's worth it. Like, she's gone through so much, so like, I love Jenny.
I love Jenny también. There's a TikTok recently that's been going around, and it's like, what would Jenny Rivera do when like if you ever get in an argument with your boyfriend? And I was like, that homegirl would have
fought someone dead ass. She's fucking badass. I love her. She's a bad bitch.
Call a gun or whatever.
She's a comadre.
I really want to do. Okay, we are gonna do a crime investigation on Jimena's murder. I mean, not murder case. Oh, maybe it was a murder. Conspiracy theories about her death. Because it's always been talked about. My mom still believes, hands down, 100%, that she was murdered.
Low key, same. But I don't know if I'm ready to talk about that because I don't want to accept that she's dead. In my head, she's still alive. I'm just kidding.
She's still. Have you guys seen her holograms or whatever the fuck that they do?
Like, yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
It is really crazy.
So let's see another one. What's your future goals with this podcast?
Well, obviously, we just have small goals and we want to be the top of the charts, like number one podcast, nothing big. No, I think for me personally, it's just to like grow more listeners, like have more listeners, grow this podcast a little bit more, eventually have like some merch going out. And I do eventually want to do a live show once we have more following and if people want that. I'm very awkward, so it'd probably be an awkward live show, but fuck it. I think that's
fuck it.
I just want to continue it because it is really fun for me and I love doing this.
I approve of this message.
Yeah, I'm just trying to tour the world with my best friend or whatever.
Nothing big or whatever, you know. Now that we're dreaming a little bit too big or whatever.
Top of the
Totally love that. I, at least for me, my goals for this podcast definitely is to be more organized and be on it.
You have more realistic goals than me.
Yeah. Definitely, we're going to start there.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Like I mentioned, guys, you know, we took a little time off, but it's okay because now it's more time for us to actually plan things out. Irma and I, we are thinking of just ending it here. Another spooky podcast. Thank you so much for listening.
We are still angry at each other for last episode.
It's not gonna work out. I feel like the disrespect that I have tolerated since then has been tremendously, and I just can't look past that. I have been working on myself, loving myself worth. And after taking a break from another spooky podcast, I just ended up determining that this is not worth me crying and stressing every single night because Irma has been incredibly rude and disrespectful.
I've been so unappreciated.
By saying that I am not smart to do a research for this podcast. I'm like, you know, I don't know. Maybe because she has a degree and I don't. Like, maybe things are just a little bit more on her favor when it comes to this podcast. I don't know. You know, I just feel like it's been disrespectful.
Now it's my turn for my statement. I can't believe that I've been disrespected so much when I put in so much work, and to tell me I'm not funny when literally every day I laugh at my own jokes and I think I'm funny. So I think it's just the Karina thing. Everyone in the comments is like, no, this is funny.
Anyway, season one is over.
We're not fighting.
Yeah. So season one is over. We are ending it here and with this little Q&A or whatever. So we can start off on a brand new leaf. And definitely it has been a work in progress. We had so much fun with season one. Season one was definitely a lot of us breaking out of our shell and coming to the people that we are now and growing and whatever, right? All that corny shit you say when you start
season
something new.
One is over.
Season one is over. Yeah, so for season two, it's gonna premiere sometime very soon.
I think we're gonna take a week off to kind of organize and get our shit together. Yes. And we'll be back with season two, so you can expect us in about a week after this episode airs. Yeah.
Maybe even two, it depends, but I'm planning on it being no more than 2 weeks, so we have enough time to prepare for season two. And yeah, we're gonna change everything, honestly. Just a little sneak peek about that. We're changing a lot of things. We wanted to keep Ramon's intro and outer music for season two, honestly, for like the news.
So good.
Yeah, but we just decided to release it because I know Homeboy was like waiting on that, or maybe he wasn't, I don't know, but we didn't want to keep him waiting anymore because he did send it to us like a long time ago, guys. So that's how you know we went on a big ass break. But like I said, season two is going to come up. We're going to end it here with our Q&A. But till then, we're going to answer a little bit more questions. Just to end it, like a few more. So let's see. So already answered goals. Let's see. What celebrity would you love to have on your podcast?
Jenny Rivera. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Her ghost? Oh, Ouija board.
Oh, spooky. Okay.
That is just for real. I'm gonna be
honest. Let's see. Let me think about this. That's a hard question.
That is a hard question. I think I would totally love to have. Okay, you go first. Let's use when.
Okay. So I just want to meet her, to be honest. So I'd want her on my podcast or whatever. I'd really love Bad Girl Riri to be on because I need to convince her to drop the album. You know, that we've been waiting for years.
I don't know. If you guys keep listening to another spooky podcast, maybe you guys get a little sneak peek, a little sample of her newest album.
Season two was a...
That's our big surprise.
I think that would be really cool because I feel like she would have like spooky stories, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
And she's just bad definitely. Bitch. So she has.
I
bad
feel like
bitch
I would energy. Have Harry Styles. Oh, we love Harry Styles. I feel like it'd be so cute talking about his little spooky encounters, and I'd just be like, I'll be like, keep talking, boo. Keep talking. I can just, I don't even know what you're saying, but keep talking.
Oh my gosh.
And he is an Aquarius, so I love little Harry Styles. Not that, what does Aquarius have to do with it?
I don't know,
but he's an Aquarius, and someone told me that recently, so ever since then I'm like, oh my god, I just love Aquariuses. Would you ever, let's see, what is one story that gives you chills?
That gives you chills. I think your story that you told on the podcast about like seeing a shadow or someone walking in your house and opening the door for you.
That was scary. All right, guys. Well, that was that. It was a good chit chat. Also, a few Q&A questions. We had more Q&A questions, but honestly, it was like random, like very random questions. Like, do you like ice cream? What type of ice cream flavor do you like?
I like strawberry cheesecake.
Yeah, I like strawberry cheesecake and pistachio. Yeah, so little questions like that. I really just wanted to ask like those like podcast questions that we've been trying to answer for a cool minute now. But yeah, guys, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode. This is our last episode of the season. So thank you guys for keeping up with us and tagging along with us for our rocky first season. But it's okay because we got season two coming up very, very soon. We're going to be switching up a lot of things and we're going to be coming up with some really cool stuff. And you can find us on Instagram at Another Spooky Podcast, Twitter A Spooky Podcast, and send us a Gmail at aspookypodcast@gmail.com. You can also find our platforms on our Instagram. We have a link tree tagged on our bio, so you guys can go on that, click on that, and you guys can definitely look at our platforms through there. I know some people have been saying that they can't find us through Spotify. I don't know. I'm probably going to look into that. I don't know. Let us know if you guys something that I guess been encountering. So thank you for everyone who's been listening to us. This is an awesome journey with you guys, and hopefully you guys stick around for season two because we're gonna be fucking awesome.
For sure. Bye
guys,
until next time.